urban legend, when those words are said, you think of La Llorona, or the Weeping Woman. It's not every day that you hear the story of Jeff the Killer. You never hear that story as an urban legend. If you know his story, congratulations, he has not found you. He is a teenager with bleached white skin, no eyelids, and a smile carved into his face. Now, let's find out why, or and how, he is the way he is. Jeffrey Woods, aka Jeff the Killer, has Jeffrey Woods, aka Jeff the Killer, had fought the bullies at his new school. Then, the bullies had covered him in bleach and burned him. Before they burned him, he killed 2 out of the 3. Jeff survived and was in the hospital. But after that, certain things had never been the same. Question one is, what happened to you for you to become a killer, so to say? Well, as many people have heard, I had to fight the bullies in my school because they wouldn't give my brother his wallet back. And after that, well, my brother was sent to the juvenile detention center because he had taken the blame from me, really. Question two is it okay if I bring up your brother, Lou? Yes, that is okay. Yeah, I don't really... Well, I can, but you can do that. Okay, another question was, how did you feel when your brother took the blame for you after the cops came and kind of took him away? I was not happy after my brother had taken the blame. I wanted to be the one that was taken away and not my brother. But in the end, they took my brother away and kind of made me angry, and they never really believed me, so, yeah. Are there things you don't want me to, like, ask about particularly, because I know some things aren't easy to answer the questions for? The only thing I don't want to answer questions about is Slenderman's mansion and what it's like there, really. So anything else is fine, but that's not. I was never planning on asking about Slenderman's mansion anyways, but good to know though. Do you remember, like, anything about what happened to your family and you, really? I remember some things, but other things are not easy to, so to say, remember, as many people like to put it. One of the things I do remember was after my brother had come home and I had gotten out of the hospital, I went insane and then attacked my mother. After I had attacked my mother, I'd first attacked my mother, then I had attacked my father, and then I went into my brother's room and he kind of was able to choke me with a rosary for a few minutes and then it broke. Is that the only main details that you remember? Yeah, it is. It's very hard to remember things when you don't really understand them fully. I understand. When things went wrong, how did you cope with that, like, before you became a killer, so to say? I didn't cope very well with it. It took a while for me to realize that maybe some things were easier to not cope with than others, so I didn't cope very well with that at first. I understand that as well. How did you cope after your brother was, like, taken to the juvenile detention center? As I said before, I didn't cope very well with any of those things, but mostly it was me telling myself that I should have. Most of the stuff I used to cope with was cutting myself, telling myself that it should have been me and not my brother, and blaming everything that had happened on myself, even though it was it really wasn't my fault, but more of the others, you know, like the bullies. It was their fault that I had become the I was and that I had attacked my brother after all of that happened. So majority of the stuff that happened with my brother, I blamed on myself, and it kind of was my fault after I had figured out why he took the blame and all of that. Well, that was the last question. Thank you for letting me ask those questions. If you ever want to do like another episode with me, you can just contact me in any way possible. Even if you have to come to my room in the middle of the night, I will do another episode with you. That I am very honored to be able to have you come in and talk to me. I will certainly do that. I will try and find a way to get away from the Slender Mansion after a while to talk to you and see if I could do another episode with you. Well, thank you. You're welcome. Jeff the Killer went through a lot more than we know. Everything he went through was not something a 13-year-old should have gone through. I learned a lot about Jeff. He is not an exception to the law, though. He had a very hard time growing up. But the thing we need to keep in mind is he's not real. But he's an urban legend. So we don't need to worry about him coming to kill you in your sleep. I may or may not be real. But for now, go to sleep.
Thank you for listening, and have a good day or night.
And I will not come to hurt you in the middle of the night, but go to sleep, literally.